Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
The message this morning is really intended to bring forth the leading into next Sunday's message about Easter, because today is Palm Sunday, and that's the Sunday when we celebrate the Lord's entrance into Jerusalem. And the reason it's called Palm Sunday is because the people laid palm tree leaves in front of him as he walked into Jerusalem and prepared himself for the destiny that he knew was coming. And we need to always remember that. So this is the entrance into that next Sunday, Easter Sunday message. And I want to talk to you this morning about the footprints to the cross, found in John chapter 19, verses 16 through 19. We'll read the word of God. It says, "Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth to a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him, on either side, one and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Now this setting of scripture follows the action that sent him to this place. Pilate had recognized that there was something different about Jesus. And as the Jews wanted him crucified, several times Pilate said, "I find no fault in this man." He knew that the accusations that were brought against Jesus were false. And yet he still had the position that he had to take and turning him loose to the Jews, and he washed his hands of the whole affair. He could have ruled differently, but that would have been contrary to the word of God. And each one of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, tell the story and give the account of the crucifixion. That was the expression of the great love of Jesus Christ for you and for me. The expression of God's love to give his only begotten Son that we might have life. So in choosing this account that John gives us, according to the scripture, the Bible tells us that John had a special relationship with Jesus, and he was the disciple that was there at the cross with Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of God, Jesus. And scripture and Bible history tells us that Jesus referred John, and John loved Jesus. He was the one who laid his head on Jesus' breast and felt his heartbeat. There was something special in their relationship, even though Jesus loved all his disciples, and he loves all of us the same. But sometimes some folks have a special relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ in the way they express their love for the Lord Jesus Christ. And John was one of these disciples. John was loved by Jesus, and he loved Jesus in a special way. And Jesus gave John the responsibility of taking care of his earthly mother while he was on the cross after Jesus was gone. And John was faithful to do this. The Bible tells us John even took Mary into his own home and cared for her until she died. But there is more important things in that relationship than just that. Because John was so close to Jesus, he followed him. He was at the trial when trial took place that where the accusers came against Jesus. John was there, and John was there at the whipping post, the gruesome whipping post that where Jesus was severely punished, and he followed Jesus all the way to Golgotha. Now, when Jesus was on the whipping post, I just wanted to bring this out, how cruel the punishment was for one who was so innocent. We understand punishment for those who deserve it, but Jesus did not deserve the punishment, and yet it was in his destiny, and he knew it, and he accepted it. On the whipping post, they tied him, and they used what they call a cat of nine tails to whip him with. That is, they had a nine pieces, strips of leather, rawhide, and on each end of the rawhide, they tied either bones or rocks or glass, anything that would cut the skin. And they took the skin off of the back with every blow. The Bible says they flayed his back. And how painful and how gruesome that must have been. And yet he endured it all. Now in 2 Chronicles, chapter 35, that gives us an account of the Passover being kept 623 years before Christ. And verse 11 says this, they killed the Passover, that's the Passover lamb, and the priests sprinkled the blood from their hands, and the Levites flayed them. This was a type of what was to come in Jesus Christ. In other words, they pulled the skin from their bodies. They flayed them. A prophecy that was going to take place 600 years later when Christ becomes the Passover lamb. And they flayed his back. Now this is recorded that these 656 years later, this other Passover lamb would be flayed. But it was different. This lamb, Jesus Christ, was alive to feel the pain, to feel the suffering and the hurt. He knew with every blow that he was going to lose and he was going to have his back flayed. And then after that, the Bible says that John followed him to the cross. You see, the true follower of Jesus Christ must follow him to the cross, must follow his footprints to the cross. There was, and there still is, in the city of Jerusalem, a traditional route taken by our Lord on his way to the place of the crucifixion. It's called the Via Dolorosa, meaning the road that Jesus walked. Matthew was able to walk that when he was in that area of the country. And he said it's an awesome feeling to be able to walk where Jesus walked, to be able to walk that path to Calvary. It's a Latin word that means the road of sorrow. It's the route from Pilate's judgment hall to the hill called Golgotha. I know this is a solemn message. I doubt that people would shout very much. But I do believe that it touches the heart of the believer this morning to be able to realize and understand what our Savior has done for us. Sometimes we take Calvary too callously. It's what we talk about, what we preach about. But we must really feel what He felt. Because the Bible says we died with Him. We died with Him when we got saved. We died with Him. When He resurrected, we were raised with Him in glory. And that's where we are today. So we must understand what He endured that you and I might be saved. Along the street, of each side of the street, there were lined with people who were watching this procession that Jesus was going on. Some were just spectators, the Bible said. They just wanted to see the spectacle, to watch and see what was going on. Some were followers of Jesus. Some wept at the sight of His condition, beaten and bloody from head to toe. Bleeding from His head where they had pressed in a crown made with thorns. That produced blood that flowed all the way down His face and beard. Some in the crowd were throwing rocks at Him. Some were cursing Him. Roman soldiers were beating Him as they shouted profanity at Him, as He struggled to carry His cross, weakened by the beating and the suffering. They slapped Him and beat and spit upon Him. They plucked the beard from His face. They didn't shave Him. They pulled the beard out from His face. They, as He struggled to carry His cross, He got to a point where He couldn't go anymore. So the Bible says a man named Simon, he was from Cyrene, which was a province of Lydia, now located in North Africa. And this man was called out. The soldiers picked him out and called out to carry His cross. Evidently, he was a large man, strong-looking man, powerful man, because he was chosen. He picked out by the soldiers to come and help Jesus carry His cross the rest of the way to Calvary. The good and loving people, the bad people who hated Jesus, the cruel soldiers who beat Him, walked with Him every step of the way. What they didn't realize, they were following His footsteps to the cross. You see, when Jesus was crucified, He hung on a cross above, on a mountain, on a hilltop, above everyone. He was lifted up. Scripture says, if I be lifted up, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to Me. They were fulfilling Scripture and didn't even know it, even though that's something we look at as different from spiritual, yet it's still true. He was lifted up. And all who followed Him to Calvary, to Golgotha, followed Him to the cross, even without knowing what they were doing. Even the cruel soldiers and the people who wanted to kill Him had to look up to Him at the cross. Today, there are many who do not want to serve Him and follow Him. And yet they see Him on a cross and they look up to Him. not realizing that one day every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that this man Jesus, the God-man Jesus, who was beaten and suffered so much for us, went to Calvary and hung on a cross that you and I might be saved. And many do it without even knowing what they're doing, because they do it as a religious figure. But this signifies that no matter who you are, sinner or saint, good or evil, believer or unbeliever, righteous or unrighteous, it all leads to the cross. It all leads to that sacrifice that day. Because with that sacrifice made, the whole area, the whole idea, the whole notion for mankind was set in stone. This is the only direction. This is the only way to get to glory. It all leads to that sacrifice that day on an old rugged cross. Now, when they got to the hill Golgotha, they laid the cross on the ground. Now, biblical history, and also those who are not biblical, who have made the history that we know today, tells us the manner in which a person was crucified on the cross. First of all, the cross was made and it was laid on the ground. And then Jesus was taken and laid upon the cross. They drove the nails through his hands, anchored him to the cross. They took a block of wood under his feet and nailed that to the cross, and then nailed his feet to that block of wood. Yeah. The reason they did that with the block of wood, that purpose, was so that he could support himself, that he had just enough strength to keep him alive so that he would not die before he had suffered enough. You see, if a person is hanging on the cross, then they suffocate hanging there because their lungs and the body gives out, so they have no way of breathing. But with Jesus and the rest of them, they put these blocks of wood under their feet so that they could just support themselves enough to linger in anguish and pain. So if he had hung limp on the cross, he would have suffocated and died quickly, but they didn't want him to die quickly. The sacrifice on the cross purposely was for him to linger in pain and agony. That was the evil that crucified him. Then at the closing of the day, those who were crucified, if they were still alive and hadn't died yet, the Roman soldiers would go through and break their legs so that they would hang limp. They could no longer support themselves. But when they came to Jesus, he was already gone. They did not have to break his legs, which was a fulfillment of a scripture that says not a bone in his body would be broken. Oh, the Roman soldiers could not break his legs. He had already died. That fulfilled the scripture. Now, the work of salvation when Jesus died was now complete. There is much more to come, but it all must start at the cross. And here is what is really so sad about religion today. When you go through this process of following the footsteps of Jesus to the cross, and this becomes the only way of salvation, it is a shame and a mockery before God that religion today tells you there are other ways that you can go. When the truth of the matter is there's only one way. There's only one path. There's only one set of footprints to the cross. And when religion of any kind, whatever it might be, tells you that there are other ways to get to God, please be aware of the fact that's a blatant lie. There's only one way. His name is Jesus. And there's much more to his dying and his crucifixion than the world wants to see. Next Sunday, the world will celebrate Easter. As Christian said Wednesday night with chickens laying colored eggs, rabbits laying big colored eggs. Christian has some chickens that lays colored eggs. We don't even have to dye them. Pretty colored eggs. We're fine with that. But when they get to the rabbit, I've got a problem. I don't know where this bunny comes from that lays these colored eggs. And the foolishness of the world is that they color the bunny to make you believe he can lay colored eggs. People buy these pretty little colored bunnies to give to their children, only to find out the next week or so, they're looking for somebody they don't like to give them to. Yeah. That's the world celebration of what we are talking about today. The cross that leads to the resurrection. That's why I told you that this message is extended to next Sunday's message of resurrection. Resurrection and power. Where then we see the victory that was won at Calvary. All the world says when Jesus died on the cross, that was a defeat. Oh no. That was the greatest victory, that man has ever known. It was the greatest gift ever given to mankind when he died on the cross, because soon to follow is the resurrection. And the victory in that gives us power today in the name of Jesus to rebuke the powers of darkness and understand that we too now have a certain amount of power over death, hell, and the grave. You say power over death? Yes. Because the Bible says death is the final enemy that we will conquer. Yeah, we have to fight that enemy, but we will conquer death. That's why as Christians we should not fear death. Jesus did not fear death. He welcomed it. Because in that he became the conqueror of death, hell, and the grave. And we'll get into that a little more next week. But there's much more to just seeing Christ on a cross. There is much more than just seeing an empty cross. Because there is a message in what Christ has done that you find nowhere else in this world. In any book, in any teaching, in any preaching, the rest of it is told in Christ Himself. The words to that old song that we usually sing on Easter Sunday morning still lifts up my spirit. One morning past daybreak, as the crowd slowly gathered, like a sheep he was humbled to his Father's own will. His face was so sad that the birds stopped their singing. They were walking my Lord up Calvary's hill. The beauty of it and the sadness of it rings in our heart today. And in all of it put together, all we can say is thank you, Jesus, that you were willing to go to an old rugged cross. And give us strength today, Lord, that we might walk that path that you walked. Because we must go to the foot of the cross, where the ground is level. There's no big ones, no little ones. All who will can come to the cross. And in that particular place, and only there, in his crucifixion and sacrifice, do we find an open door that leads to glory. And here's really the bottom line to the whole thing. There's a world of religious church people who want to go to heaven. And I believe they're sincere. I find that there's more sincerity in the religious world than there is in the world of Christianity. In the religious world, they're faithful to church. In the religious world, churches like this are full. Come on. Somebody say amen. You've been there. In the religious world, people will go to church 5, 6, 7 times a week every morning. How many of you would meet me here at 5 o'clock every morning? No, not one. No, not one. Huh? No, the religious world is faithful to their religion. It is harder, it seems, for people to be faithful to the true gospel than it is for people to be faithful to a false doctrine. I only say it because it's true. And you know it's true because you see it. Many people, and most people, who are tied up in religion are sincere. They will argue with you. They will even curse you if you come against their religion. But they've never walked the Via Dolorosa, the path that Jesus trod. They don't know about it. It's sad. But when Jesus died on the cross, was resurrected again, the work of salvation was complete for you and I. Can you thank God this morning you know that?
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. Here comes His grace again. There goes my fear. Here comes my Lord and friend.